This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. Well, just as we expected to see and even warned about, panic buying is now setting in when it comes to supplies for a possible pandemic or a quarantine in the United States. Now, 56 million, as of the latest numbers, 56 million residents of China are already under martial law, essentially a quarantine, and their supplies are running out. They're down to a few days of food and fuel, according to multiple media reports, and it's not really clear how exactly they're going to be resupplied, but store shelves are wiped out. It's not just hand sanitizers and masks either. It's food and it's fuel, you know, cooking fuel. How do you cook a meal if you don't have food or fuel? And that's the problem that they're having there, as the Chinese government is scrambling to try to prevent this outbreak from getting a whole lot worse. Now, what's fascinating, of course, according to official Chinese government numbers, at least as of the moment of this recording, there are only 2,900 people infected with the virus. That's it, 2,900. But according to a study from Hong Kong University scientists, the real number of those infected is likely greater than 44,000. And that's been published in the South China Morning Post, and we published a link to that as well. Now, at the same time, the province to which the Wuhan city belongs, that province is now launching an emergency effort to open up 100,000 new hospital beds. They're also building another hospital on an emergency basis that can house 10,000 people. So I ask you, if there are only 2,900 people who are infected, why would they be launching an emergency effort to open up 100,000 hospital beds and build a 10,000-bed hospital? What's that all about? Because those numbers don't add up, right? They don't match up. But as a result, many people are very concerned in the United States because, of course, there's been no ban on travel from the Wuhan province to the United States of America, no ban whatsoever. Patients are coming right into America because, of course, this is a stealth virus, meaning people don't even know they're infected for sometimes 8-10 days, depends on the person. And they can be asymptomatic. They have no symptoms, but they're spreading the virus. So they don't even take precautions. They don't avoid crowds and they don't wash their hands. They don't show up at a hospital. They have no symptoms. They feel fine, but they're spreading the virus to coworkers and friends and family members and so on. Well, some of these people are no doubt already in the United States. It's already happened. The CDC, which is very slow to confirm cases, has confirmed 5 cases so far in the United States, maybe 6, depending on your interpretation of today's news, but that number is going to get larger, no doubt, because there's not any ban on flights from China. So the concern among many people is, well, what happens? What happens if this outbreak really takes hold in America and we get entire cities where the outbreak is occurring? And according to the science reports that are widely covered in the media, it takes less than 7 days for this virus to double the number of infected patients. So in China, if you have 10 people infected today, you'll have 20 people in less than a week, and then 40 people in one more week, and 80 people the week after that, and then 160 people, and so on. It doubles roughly, you could say, about every week. That's a rough estimate. It's actually a little bit faster than that, but that's a rough estimate. And according to Hong Kong researchers, this is so bad in China, already having infected 44,000 people, that it's going to continue to grow in China's major cities, including Beijing, until it peaks in late April or early May, at which point, according to Hong Kong researchers, there will be 150,000 new cases a day. A day. 150,000 new cases. Now, I'm not sure if these Hong Kong researchers realize there's not even an infrastructure on this planet to test that many tissue samples to even confirm 150,000 cases a day. that lab bandwidth does not even exist. But the point is that once this takes hold in a country, it can spread so rapidly, again, doubling every week, roughly. And we've already got patients in the United States. So a lot of people are concerned for good reason. And they're out there buying supplies. So already on Amazon.com, you cannot buy N95 masks. And in fact, full face respirators are wiped out too. Now, I've talked about this before in a previous podcast, but N95 masks are useless because they don't create an airtight seal around your face. They're pointless. It's a hoax. I mean, they're really only designed to be worn by people who are already infected so that if they sneeze or talk or spit or whatever, that is contained within their own mask. It's designed to prevent an infected person from just aerosolizing the virus around them. It's not designed to protect an uninfected person from those who are already infected. It doesn't work because the air goes right around the corners of the mask. Or depending on how your nose is shaped, like if I wear an N95 mask, it goes right around the corners of the bridge of the nose. And that's true for most people who have a nose. I mean, maybe it fits Chinese noses better. You know, remember, I lived in Asia. You know, my wife is Taiwanese. And yes, Chinese people have smaller noses, so probably makes a little better seal for them. But for a lot of Americans and people of Native American descent like myself or European descent, I think the noses are too tall for the masks to work. That's for sure. These are not coronavirus compliant noses. So, white man's nose lets the virus around the edges. So anyway, those masks are being sold out and hand sanitizers are wiped out. So anyway, N95 masks are getting wiped out, but also hand sanitizers are wiped out all over America. People are running out to the pharmacies and the grocery stores and they're buying hand sanitizer, which I find really interesting, by the way. Like, that's all they know. there's a virus. What do I need? Hand sanitizer. Okay, whatever. So they're buying hand sanitizer, which is, you know, toxic chemicals, of course, toxic to human biology as well. But they're out there stripping the supplies off the shelves of those stores. And then I also learned earlier today, Alex Jones was broadcasting, and he was talking about a phone call to a company that makes the storable food for InfoWars. It's called My Patriot Supply. And My Patriot Supply, apparently one of the principals there called Alex and said, we're hearing that the food supplies are wiped out. We're not able to get, you know, bulk materials. We're about to sell out. Everybody's backlogged weeks already. So the emergency food industry is basically selling everything. Now, since my company, HealthRangerStore.com, is also in the emergency food business in a small way, we have certified organic lab-tested storable superfoods. It's not the cheapest stuff you can find, not by a long shot. It's the cleanest stuff that's out there. And we've been selling those like crazy too. But I can tell you something about the food storage industry because I'm in it. And that is that nobody's got any inventory just sitting around in a warehouse. Nobody, look, the food is perishable. You don't overstock a bunch of food if it's selling slowly, like during normal times. And as a result, there is no buffer when there's a surge in demand. All of a sudden, everybody's buying storable food. Supplies are just paper thin. It's already gone. By the time you hear this, it's already gone. Trust me, because at the time I'm recording this, it's mostly gone. And there's usually a 1 or 2 day delay sometimes on these podcasts, depending on the day. So by the time you're hearing this, supplies are probably wiped out. I'd be surprised even if at our Health Ranger store, if we have any more food buckets or mini buckets. I already told my team, go out there and buy everything you can that's storable organic food. But the problem that we have, or the challenge that we have, is that it takes us longer because we test everything for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology. And we don't buy the big inventory until we run those tests. And those tests take many days. So we're going to be slower, frankly, than the other companies out there because we do the tests and they don't, frankly. I'm not trying to criticize anybody. I'm just telling you the reality. Other companies are going to be able to get supplies more quickly than we are for this very reason. But nevertheless, that's not even the point of this podcast. The point is that Americans are starting to think about what they're going to need if the quarantines come down on U.S. cities. That's the point. Because I'm here to tell you, this is going to go way beyond food and hand sanitizers and latex gloves and masks. It's going to go into ammunition, firearms, ham radios, flashlights, basically every piece of survival and prepping gear that you can think of. That's where this is going. Because if martial law comes to a U.S. city, like a big one like Los Angeles, which is where a lot of people from China are flying into now, LAX, if there's an outbreak at LAX or just the Los Angeles area, and they lock down that city, you have any idea the level of social chaos and economic chaos and just total panic that would be unleashed and lawlessness? See, that's what people are starting to imagine might be happening. Now, we hope that that never happens. We hope we don't get there. We hope that the CDC is right. We have nothing to worry about. It's all under control. Don't worry. The government is here to save you. Okay. The CDC's never been honest before about any outbreak, but maybe they're making an exception this time. Maybe this is the time that they're going to tell us the truth about everything. Okay, if you believe that, then don't stock up on anything. But the rest of us are going to be stocking up, even myself as well. Actually, what I'm doing is I'm kicking in very high production of our own colloidal silver products. I'm anticipating huge demand for colloidal silver, and I'll share more details with you later, but we've been custom making some new electrolysis devices and things like that. And we're just on the verge of gearing up for major large-scale production, not for internal use. We don't sell silver for internal use, but for external use or as a mouthwash or a sanitizer, or wound gel, things like that. That's what we sell silver for. And it looks like we may need to crank up production. So Instead of doing more prepping myself, I'm actually trying to produce more for our customers. I don't know if that's, I mean, I suppose that's maybe the more compassionate thing to do. It really is. But there's also a voice in the back of my head that's telling me that I need to reserve some time to work on my own preps as well. Because I think I'm behind, even though I probably have more storable supplies than, 999 out of 1,000 Americans. I still feel like it's not enough, because if this goes global, it's gonna trash society. It's gonna trash logistics, big time. So, anyway, I'm just sharing with you my direct thoughts about where this is going. Stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and listen to my podcasts at brighteon.com. You can also read more about this specifically at pandemic.news. That's just republishing the pandemic articles from Natural News. But thank you for listening. Stay safe. Get prepared. Be ready.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.